right time, another big folk music show starring George Morgan.
Won't you ride in my little red wagon? I'd love to pull you down the street. I bet all the kids will be jealous when they see my playmate so sweet. Hold tight till we come to the hilltop, and we'll coast down the hill, you and me. Won't you ride in my little red wagon? 'Cause you are my sweetheart to be. Coast on the hill, you and me. Won't you ride in my little red wagon? 'Cause you are my sweetheart to be.
Thanks a lot, and a great big howdy to all our good friends and neighbors.
And what a crowd we got here tonight, folks. Why, there are people from just about every state in the 48 to see and hear Rod Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, the Jordanaires, String Bean, and the entire gang.
Yes, sir, Grant, and I'll bet there's a big delegation here from Polk County, Texas, to say howdy to their favorite son, Moon Mullican. Moon will come over to the mountain directly, folks, but right now, let's see what's been happening this past week down in Grinder's Switch. Here's the Princess of the Press and our best gal, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
We've been getting it grinding, which has been so hot here recent that Uncle Nabob woke up the other morning and he was so hot he thought he'd done died and went where folks have been telling him to go all these years. And Uncle Nabob, my friend, you can't depend on fellas now, no matter how old they are. But there's one thing you got to say for fellas. They're always interested in a sporting proposition. You take Uni Buttlescut, for instance. Uni once made a bet with Salina Seahorn that if he asked her to marry him, she'd turn him down. Well, Salina called his bet and raised him five. On the other hand, no, there's Prunella Pinbody. She's so skinny that if she eats the olive, she's stuffed. And when she was a young girl, she swore that before she's 21, she was going to get a man or bust. Well, when she's 21, she didn't have nobody. And then she swore she was going to get a man before she was 30. And after that, she just swore. So sometimes it's the parents' fault that girls don't get married. When a girl gets to be a young chicken, they watch her like a hawk. Like the girl in this year's poem right here says, they say a girl's acting improper if she's caught in the parlor by papa. But I still insist if she wants to be kissed, it ain't proper for papa to stop her.
Hey, Minnie Pearl.
Yes, George?
Minnie Pearl, do you want me to tell you something about kissing?
Oh, George, I sure do. That's a subject I always like to explore at close range.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, I'll let you in on a little secret, men.
Yeah?
Fellas have found that gals with a small mouth make the best kissers.
Yeah?
Yeah, the smaller the mouth, the better the kisser she is.
Oh, is that so? Well, I never knew that before.
Oh, man. And I'll tell you another thing. Maybe you don't put enough, oomph in your kissing. Are you sure you just don't give him those little pecks?
I don't know about the little pecks, but we sure do have bushels of fun. Well, sure, I'll tell you now, though, now for the news from Grinder's Switch. We got a fella up at Grinder's Switch that's the fattest fella up there. I'm telling you, he's awful big. He's also the laziest feller. His name's Porky Hoskins. The other day, well, Uncle Nabob went by and he seen Porky's sitting up there on the porch not doing nothing. And Uncle Nabob says, Porky, you old good-for-nothing, why don't you get out there and hold them weeds out of your corn? And Porky says, well, now, I would do that, except I got confliction. He said, what's that? He says, well, says, you see, my conscience says, Porky, get out there and hold that corn. But this big old lazy carcass of mine says, who, me? Well, sir, I gotta go now, but I'd like y'all to remember one thing. Marriage, now this is the way marriage is right here. It's like a poker game. It takes a pair to open. He shows her diamond. She calls his bluff. And it ends up in a full house. Bye!
Well, we got a big fella as our guest tonight that sure plays the fool out of a piano. Yes, sir, and he can sing up a storm, too. Matter of fact, his talent is as big as he is, and believe me, that's plenty large. So, folks, let's give a great big Tennessee welcome to Moon Mullica. Hey, Moon, we haven't had the pleasure of your company on the show for, well, let's see, about 3 months. Believe me, we don't aim to let you stay away so long next time. So you tell us where you've been, huh?
George, I've had the pleasure of going from coast to coast in the past few months, meeting all of our friends and saying hello to them.
Well, that's fine, Moon, but now that you're here, suppose you get over to that piano and bang out some of that fine country-style swing. Here's Moon Mullican, folks, picking and singing Cherokee Boogie.
Well, old Cherokee Chief, he dances along. He does an Indian boogie to a white man's song. Saying, hey, Olina.
Hey, Olina.
Saying, hey, Olina.
Hey, Olina.
Saying, hey, Olina. Oh, no, it's your night. Well, he dances over here and he dances over there. And he dances what the boy called the standing bear. Saying, hey, Olina.
Hey, Olina.
Saying, hey, Olina.
Hey, Olina.
Saying, hey, Olina. Oh, no, it's your night.
I'd kind of like to sing you all one of my favorite sacred songs now. And from your letters, well, sir, I'd say that lots of you folks out there enjoy hearing it, too. It's called Where We'll Never Grow Old. I have heard of a land on a faraway strand. 'Tis a beautiful city of gold, built by Jesus on high, where we never shall die. It's a land where we'll never grow old.
Never grow old, never grow old, in a land where we'll never grow. Never grow old, never grow old, in a land. never grow, never grow, in a land where we'll never grow. Never grow, never grow, in a land where we'll
folks. Thanks a lot.
You know, the Jordanaires took part in an all-night singing a couple of weeks ago, and one of the numbers the good folks wanted to hear them do over and over again is the spiritual they've chosen for tonight. It's called Dig a Little Deeper, the Jordanaires.
Boys, well, it's time now for some rib tickling. And you know that means only one thing. The Homewald hotshot himself, Rod Brasfield.
Well, thank you, man. That was just fine music. Much obliged. I appreciate that so much. Howdy, Mr. George Morgan. I'm glad to see you.
Howdy, Rod.
I'm sure glad to see you, George.
Well, thank you.
Hey, George.
Yeah?
Do you know how one antiseptic greets another antiseptic?
Well, no, Rod. How does one antiseptic greet another antiseptic?
Hygiene.
Oh.
Slays me to get a good one on you like that. Howdy, friends. It's been cool today, but it's hot tonight, ain't it?
Hey, Rodney. Rodney.
Huh?
I say, you're certainly looking good tonight.
Well, now, you just ain't kidding there, George, old buddy. I'll tell you, by Ned, I'll tell you one thing. There's one woman that used to write to me every day of the year and tell me that I was the most handsome man in the world.
Hmm.
And then one day she stopped.
Well, how come?
Seems like they sewed up the sleeve on her straitjacket.
Rodney,
Look, I'm afraid you're always guilty of exaggerating.
Exaggerating?
Yes.
Well, I'm only human.
Well, there you go, exaggerating again.
Yeah. How's that?
Well, never mind.
That
never
makes
mind.
Me some mad order to slap the...
Oh, wait a minute, Rod. Wait a minute, Rod. Somehow, Rodney, you just don't look like the lover type to me.
Is that right, George?
That's right. Why, Rod, I've seen great lovers walk down the street and just brush the women off like flies.
Yeah? Well, George, I have the same trouble.
With women?
No, flies.
What you got?
George?
Yeah.
George, I'll tell you one thing. I bet I'm one of the few people you ever seen that had a double date at the same time.
You had two dates at the same time?
That's right. You remember when the circus come to town last fall at the Ringworm and Bayroom Circus or something?
Yeah, I remember.
Barnett, I dated the Siamese twins. You know them gals that's growed together?
The Siamese twins?
Yes, sir, I did.
Well, did you have a good time?
Well, yes and no.
Oh. Well, I tell you, Rod, you
know what they done?
What?
They was eating watermelons, and one of them was eating watermelons, and the other was just spitting out the seeds.
I bet they were. Listen, you ain't once mentioned your gal, Susie, Rodney. Now, just tell me how she's been.
Oh, George, poor Susie. I feel sorry for Susie.
Is that right?
Yeah, I sure do, George. I sure do. Susie and her dog both got sick yesterday, and I went down to the drugstore and got them some medicine, see?
Uh-huh.
And you know how accidents will happen.
Oh, yeah.
I give the dog's medicine to Susie and Susie's medicine to the dog.
No kidding. What happened?
Well, the dog's knitting a sweater at home, and Susie's been chasing cars all day. I'm afraid I'm going to have to just chain her up to the porch or something.
I'll tell you the truth.
Hey, did you hear what happened to my Uncle Sophie?
I didn't hear, so tell me all
well,
about
the
it.
Poor old soul was out there on the back porch yesterday morning getting ready to shave, see?
Yeah.
And he had a mirror hanging up there on a nail with a string on it, you know?
Yeah.
And he got all ready to shave, and he thought he heard somebody knock on the door, see?
Mm-hmm.
So he turned around right quick, and his razor cut that string, and the mirror fell down in a basket of old clothes down there.
Uh-huh.
He turned back around to finish shaving, and he looked up at that blank wall, and he hollered, "Hey, Sal, come here, I've done cut my fool head off."
All right, Rod, so how about us calling right now on that piano-playing man from Texas again, Moon Mullican. Moon, come on out here, friend. Tell you what, we all waiting to hear you play and sing that biggest record of yours, I'll Sail My Ship Alone. Let's go, Moon.
I'll sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue. I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. And if it starts to sink, then I'll blame you. We've been sweethearts for so long, but now you say we're through. The love we shared is just a memory. I had built a ship of dreams, planned them all for you. But now I guess what is to be will be. If it starts to sink, then I'll blame you.
hired friend. And it looks like there's no stopping him until he picks and sings Pretty Little Pink. It's a strange thing. Get out of the way, Minnie Pearl.
Well, I guess you think, my pretty little miss, that I can't live without you. But let you know before I go caring my little about you. Oh, fly around, my pretty little pig, fly around, my daisy. Fly around, my pretty little pig, y'all will run me crazy. Every time I go, that road is always dark and cloudy. And every time I see that gal, I always tell her howdy. Oh, fly around my pretty little pig, fly around my daisy. Fly around my pretty little pig, you almost run me crazy.
Hang on, Skipper. Where am I going? Can't go for a ride.
Apple growing white oak tree, rim loco and brandy, it hurls around, old nice gold, sweeter than candy. Fly around my pretty little pig, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little pig, almost run me crazy.
Okay, Sting. All right. Well, tonight's ballad is one I recorded a few weeks ago, and I'm kind of pleased at the way you folks have taken to it. Real pleased. It's called I Pass By Your Window. I pass by your window, and what did I see? The happiness that might have been. You sat there with someone where I used to be. I was outside looking in. Though I never heard even one whispered word, I knew you were giving your heart. As you dimmed the light and to arms held you tight, I remember how I played that part. I turned from your window alone in the rain to see you kiss with her like sin. I'll walk in the shadows down memory lane, but I won't pass your window again. I turn from your window alone in the rain to see you kiss with her like sin. I'll walk in the shadows down memory lane, but I won't pass your window again.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.